Hey, Kel.
Hey, Sarah.
You know what we're doing?
I'm excited about what we're doing.
You know why? Because one of my favorite things is shopping. Today, we're going to talk about gift giving for the people that you love in your life that maybe are ill or dealing with illness. Anyway, let's get into it. This is The Unchosen Fork. I am Sarah.
And I'm Kelly.
And today we are going to talk about gift giving.
Yay! Our favorite things.
Our favorite things. The Unchosen Fork's favorite things. Everybody listening gets a car. No, just kidding. I love this idea for this episode, Kelly, specifically because a lot of times when you're ill, there's like a heaviness around that. Sometimes people just don't know what to give, or they don't know what to ask for in terms of the person that is ill. I think that you still want to show that you care through this very traditional way of actually giving a physical gift.
I thought of this in the way of the things that maybe I've chosen because we've changed the way that we've eaten, or that we've changed the way that we do things. And so these are some of my favorite things that have come out of that and that I use on a daily basis.
Oh, I love that. I went down the way of what you would give people. So I love how we didn't talk about this and we ended up at two separate ideas. And I think they're both going to be awesome because I'm going to buy everything in your list. I already know. So let's start with mine. Mine is definitely like what you can give people. The first thing that I really thought of, honestly, when we started doing this was what I would have liked to have gotten when I was ill. I have to say, somebody did get me a gift that I absolutely freaking love. And it's such a random item that I was like, this is kind of weird. But now it's like my favorite thing in my house. You ready for what it is?
I'm ready.
A heating pad. Like the bomb.com heating pad. You know, at the time I was thought it was kind of weird, but then I used it.
And you were sold.
Oh my gosh. I was box me up, tie me with a bow, sold, because it was the best thing on those days where everything just hurt. I think I've gone through this. My inflammation shows up in my arms and hands and stuff. And I would lay with it on that area and it would help me not have such an awful day. I just couldn't believe that someone was so thoughtful. Thinking back on it, they knew what I might need. And it was just such a thoughtful in terms of what I needed. They're not that expensive. There are some that are like super, super expensive, like hundreds of dollars. But there are some that are just $30. I think you need to be careful about the ones you get. I would recommend the ones with the shut off timer and all that good stuff. And I will say that a good heating pad, oh, so good.
So tell me about yours. What does it look like? What's the brand?
So mine is a Sunburst or something like that. And mine has like variable heating settings. So you can do like warm all the way up to like hot. And the hot is toasty. And it has a cover that goes over it. And it does have a cord. And what I found out is that they're cordless ones. They're ones that are specifically designed for like your shoulders and your arms and your hands and your legs and your knees. You can get ones that like wrap around your leg and like heat just your single part of your knee. And that's amazing, right? For me, I just have the pad. It's just a flat pad that I can just kind of readjust where I need it to go. I love this. It goes off if it's on for too long. I think the time is like 20 minutes and then I'm like hitting it again. But it is great. It is honestly one of the best things I have. And I've used it almost, I don't want to say almost every day, but close to.
So that's awesome. If you fall asleep with it on, it's going to turn off so you won't burn yourself or anything. That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's my number one recommendation, is maybe think about a really good heating pad. What is the first thing on your list that I'm obviously going to buy?
Well, mine is, so I went through getting rid of all plastic utensils and like cooking things. So all of our plastic spatulas and ladles and all of that. And I found this wooden ladle because I like to make soup in the winter. And it's called the olive wood ladle. And I got it from World Market and it's $14.99. And it's so awesome that the first one I had, my dog ate. She just chewed it to pieces. She pulled it off the counter while we were on a walk or something. I don't know where we were. She pulled it off the counter and chewed it apart. So then I got another one. I love it. You just put a little bit of oil on it to keep it from drying out. It's beautiful with different wood variations and it works perfectly. It's all natural. You don't want hot stuff breaking down plastic in your food. So I just love it.
Yeah, we got to talk about that because that's one thing that you really influenced me on and getting rid of the plastics in my house. We'll do a whole episode on that some other time. Okay, let's go back to this ladle that is amazing. Okay, so you have this amazing ladle and you said you put oil on it. Like what kind of oil is going on it?
Yeah, so I think it's almond oil and then it makes the colors richer and keeps it from drying out. Because like you can't wash it in the dishwasher. You have to hand wash it and you shouldn't soak it because the woods can crack. But it makes it really pretty. That. The almond oil gives it a little bit like it enhances the colors. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. All right. We'll have to take a picture and put it online.
And I've looked up other ones that are like comparable when you web search and they're much more expensive than the one at World Market.
At World Market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. World Market, sometimes you could find some little ditties. You're like, oh, this is kind of cool. All right. We're going to put a little link there. Have people look it up.
And saying, we don't get any kind of advertisement from any of these things that talking about today.
No one is like, oh, yeah, they mentioned it. We're going to give you some money. No, it just doesn't happen. Okay. So the next thing I love, and I wanted to say that was another great thing that someone gave me. I love candles, you know, and I didn't know this, but not all candles have good stuff in them. Some of them just have really not great stuff that you shouldn't be breathing in. So someone actually gave me a candle called Rebel and Suede, which is all 100% natural stuff that you can actually breathe in, you know? And the thing I loved about it was that not only did it smell amazing when I found out about the candles and about there's stuff in them, like there's chemicals in them that stabilize them for storage and things smell good and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, I don't know if I should be breathing this stuff in, considering that a lot of times they put things in candles that I wouldn't necessarily eat. I don't know if I want to be smelling it either or the essence of it. And I'm also allergic to eucalyptus, so I have to be really careful about what I breathe in. And then I found out randomly that it's made by a minority-owned woman that's here right where we live.
Oh,
and I was
awesome.
Like, holy cajoli, that's so crazy. I mean, it's not crazy when you think about it that a neighbor gave it to me, and like probably whatever. But I was like, oh, that's awesome. But these candles are so great because they burn forever. The one that I originally got, I still have. It's almost done, but not quite. And I burn the sucker all the time. The scents are just amazing. So I like highly recommend a good natural candle. Make sure you're looking at what's in it. Be safe about it. Like, don't put it in your curtains or anything, but they can leave it there and have a nice scent for them, even if they're having a crappy day otherwise. It's something that can enhance their atmosphere and their space, even if they feel kind of down or they're not feeling great that day. You can kind of help change the moment, shall we say.
Very cool. I do like a good candle.
Well, guess what's on your Christmas list? All right. So, Kelly, what's your next thing?
My next thing stems from, this is one of my favorite things. I actually used it last night. Stems from visit that we've talked about a little bit to the nutritionist. And she had talked to us about using a pressure cooker and that a pressure cooker really holds all the nutrients in. So you're not cooking the nutrients out of your food. So I came home and researched pressure cookers, ended up buying one that is called a Melty Pot. Kind of like the word healthy, but starts with an M.
Melty.
Melty Pot. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years ago and use it all the time. Absolutely love it. This time of year, I make a lot of soups and it just makes me feel good that we're putting so many vegetables and stuff into our bodies and something that tastes so good and it's holding in all those nutrients. And then my parents ended up getting my husband a lid for it that turns it into an air fryer. So that makes so that tickles his fancy because he doesn't like to, you know, not be able to eat any fried foods. So
I will say I am not a big fan of the single item in the kitchen that doesn't do any, that isn't diverse. I've seen things that are just, this does this one thing. And I'm like, you're just taking up room in my closet and my shelf. So the fact that it goes from pressure cooker, which although that's not kind of like a waste, but to an air fryer, that's fantastic. Like I love that so much. Do you know how a pressure cooker works?
With pressure?
Oh my gosh, that is hysterical. So it just like creates so much heat that it, oh my God, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know the physics. We need to get somebody who understands physics.
I don't know, but it's pretty great and makes some wonderful stuff. And you can cook in it year round. I mean, the air fryer lid that you put on, my husband's been making chicken tenderloins and he just puts just a tiny bit of oil in there. And these things come out so delicious.
I have to check it out because we don't have a pressure cooker because like I said, I'm not really a big fan of stuff in my kitchen. I might have to check it out because we're also dealing with the whole, oh, how much time does it take to make stuff? And my understanding, I've never used one, but my understanding is a pressure cooker actually takes the time down to cook stuff, right?
Absolutely. It cooks way fast. Now, I don't know about the air fryer because I haven't used that part. My husband usually cooks with that. But the soup I made last night, once it came to pressure in 8 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I was able to saute the vegetables in the pressure cooker before turning the pressure on. Even cooking a whole chicken in it, you can cook a whole chicken. It takes way less time than the oven does. I love it. I never thought I'd like something so much. And like risotto, which if you cook on the stove seems to take forever to me. It takes no time in the pressure cooker.
Oh my gosh. And how much does this pot cost, this miracle pot?
I actually looked it up today. I remember paying like $99 for mine, but I saw it today for on sale for $65.99. And then on another site, I saw it for $74.99.
Well, that's affordable, relatively affordable. It's not like hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Anything that's under $100 can be affordable when you're talking about something that you're going to use, it sounds like, almost every day.
Right. And then the air fryer lid, I looked up, and that's $49.99.
Mm-hmm. So you could get both for under $200.
You could get both for just a little over $100.
Yeah.
If it's $65.99.
Right.
Yeah.
No, math under is not $150. I do other things really well. Math is not one of them. I always think about the value of how often you're going to use it. There are those things that you buy just because you're like, oh, it's a one-off, right? For things like that, things that I spend money on, I want to know how many times I'm going to use it. It sounds like, I mean, you've had it for 5 years. That's amazing. And you've probably used it hundreds and hundreds of times.
Yeah, I will say, I notice I don't use it a ton in the summer. If we use it in the summer, it's the air fryer part, just because it's, I don't know, you can, because you can make a whole chicken in it and all of that. But we tend to grill a lot more in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, we do too. It's one of those things of like, do you want something in your kitchen or do you want to be outside in the sunshine?
Right.
So I get that. I totally get that. So then my next thing, I feel like a lot of people have these already, but I'm going to tell you why I'm recommending it. I have a tumbler, an insulated tumbler from Yeti that I adore. And it is fantastic. It is the 20-ounce one with the lid and the little thing. I drink a crap ton of tea. I drink tea like it's going out of style. And this tumbler keeps my tea warm for the whole day. So I fill it up at, I don't know, what time do I get up in the morning? Too early is really the answer. But I get up at probably like 6, and that thing is warm still at 9.
Wow.
It's amazing. And I like it comes in tons of colors and everything. It's not super cheap. Let's put it there, right? Hold on. I need to go look this up while we're here.
Wow. So how is it insulated? I don't, because the color on the outside is like an insulated type.
It's insulated because the way that it's crafted, it basically has an inner layer. So if you look at it, there's probably a 1/2 inch of thickness between the inner part of it, which is like stainless steel, and the outer part of it. Now, what's in the middle? No clue, but it's not getting through. It's not like you're drinking anything that's on it. I take that back. That may not be costly. Or this might be a Black Friday sale. This is still not super cheap to me. I will say, this is not super cheap. So they're not super cheap. They are $35 for the 20 ounce.
I mean, that's the price of a regular Yeti cup, though. So if you get that insulated, that's awesome.
The other thing that you need to know, Consumer Reports did a comparison to this and other brands. So they did a comparison to like the Walmart brand, which is Arctic, and the Target brand, which is whatever it is. Do you know that the Walmart brand did just as well, like keeping things cool and everything like that? The Arctic 20 ounce, which is less expensive, but they did a little study, which I can put everyone to that did this. And I have to tell you, I love Consumer Reports because I'm always, what did Consumer Reports say? And sure enough, they have done the work on it. And I'm like, I love that. My little heart. The Arctic mug right now, as of today, and we're recording this after Black Friday, so we'll see if it stays, is $15.99. So it's about half the cost, right? So what I'm saying here is this, and why this is so important. If you have trouble moving, or if you do not feel like you can get up during the day because of your physical limitations. For me, it's like I ache when I move, even though I have to move. And some other people, maybe they don't have the strength to get out of bed that day, right? Whatever. this kind of gift can really help them in the fact that I don't need to go rewarm my coffee or rewarm my tea or re-chill my water, right? Like it's going to stay whatever temperature it should stay for a pretty long period of time. And that helps. A, it's also one more thing that caregivers don't have to worry about, right? Like, oh, do I have to go reheat their coffee or re-chill their water? No, this is something that's going to stay there. If you need like a whole thing of ice chips, right? You can fill this up, put the lid on it and have ice chips right there, right? So I think that this is why I recommend this kind of gift, because it is something that can like, really be a convenience to those people that are doing either caregiving or are in active care as well. So that's why I love it. I love the fact that it comes in all colors. Mine's this really pretty teal blue. It makes me happy. And I can stick stickers on it, like the Unchosen Fork sticker that I have on it. And it's awesome.
So my next one is a kind of a spinoff of that.
Woo, spinoff.
My next one is an electric kettle that's glass. I bought this probably 3 or 4 years ago. And it's a glass electric kettle. So you just plug it in, you put a little bit of water in it, you hit a button, and it boils the water in like probably less than 30 seconds. And then I make my tea.
I love that. I have an electric kettle too. And mine is not glass, but what it does have is different temperature levels.
Oh,
so like
cool.
Different teas brew at different levels. So it goes from, I think, like 160 to boil. So I'm all for the tea kettle. Like that is such a great, not having to wait for it on the stove, so much better.
Well, and it's lighter weight. It's easier to clean. I really like it. You can get this on Amazon for $27.99. And the brand I got is Kosori.
Kosori. Mm-hmm. I love mine too, actually. Like now that I'm thinking about it, but mine's more expensive than that. It was a gift to me. And actually, I love this gift too. This was a pretty awesome gift. It was a Cuisinart. The Cuisinart one is $79.99, but it has different temperatures. Like if you're into tea, it's worth the investment. If you just need hot water, I would say go with Kelly's. That's awesome.
Well, what I like about mine too is that it's lighter than a regular tea kettle. You don't have to mess with like taking a lid off and, you know, all of that stuff. And then it just has a handle on the side. So it's just easy to just cup with your hand. And then to turn it on, there's just this little tiny, almost like pedal that you have to push down. It's like a little button that you just flick down and it turns on. So if you have issues with dexterity or pain in your hands or anything like that, it's also relatively easy to use.
A lot of times, going back to the uselessness of some tools in the kitchen, they're like, oh, it does this great thing, but only if you have the ability to do that thing, do that, whatever it is. And I'm thinking, specifically, they have this thing that it's specifically designed so you can core a pineapple. I bought one and I don't have, like, my hands hurt to use it. Well, I'm not going to use it, you know? Wah, wah.
Yeah.
That is not on our list, by the way, the coring of the pineapple. My next thing is, I have to say, because I've read it again since the first time I've read it, is a book. And it is something that we featured on our show. Can you want to guess which one it is? It's The Grieving Brain.
I had a feeling I almost chose that as well.
Because it was so good. I mean, it was such an amazing book about the way that we approach grief and the way that we approach life, how we handle it. I go back to that conversation that we had with Dr. O'Connor about how we don't talk about grief enough. I've given this book out to 3 different people. I'm going to give it out to another person for Christmas. One would think that it's a downer of a book or really sad or whatever. It's not. Honestly, like a celebration of how we interact with people and how we love and honor them. So I highly recommend that anybody who is going through it, maybe take a read. It's a relatively easy read too. It's not like it's super dense like some of the other stuff that I've read.
I would agree with that. It has good stories that make it an easier read, but then it also has some of the scientific stuff, but it uses the stories to explain that. And so it's not dense at all.
Mm-hmm. It's really just a lovely book and I highly recommend it to everybody. And I can't wait to see what Dr. O'Connor comes out with next. That book is on my list. However you can get it, hard copy, paperback, Kindle, whatever it is, I highly recommend it to everybody to read it.
So my next one doesn't flow at all from yours.
It's okay. It's all right.
But you know that how I feel about nutrition and making sure you're getting some plants in your body. So one of the ways that I did this early on was with smoothies and juicing. So I was the one who really drank the juice. My husband wouldn't do that, but I did talk him into smoothies and I would slip some kale in the smoothies. I did this, you know, I researched a lot about blenders and I just did not want to spend like $500 on a blender. So I researched and researched, and I found what some people would say is kind of a knockoff of the really well-known one, and it's called Clean Blend.
Clean Blend. Okay.
Clean Blend. And I can say I've had it for at least 4 years. It is still ticking. And for a while there, it was getting daily use. And then I was doing juicing. I was making juice probably every 2 weeks, which really uses it a lot, and freezing my juice. And now it's probably used more like once to twice a week. Not as much, but...
But once or twice a week, that's still a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not like your fridge use, but that's still a lot for an appliance.
Yeah. It's $169. Mm-hmm. So in the commercial blender world, that is relatively inexpensive. I mean, I can use it to juice. It chops celery and carrots and lemons just down to pulp and liquid.
Mm-hmm. I will say I have one of those name brand ones and it doesn't do kale so good. I put kale in my smoothie and all of a sudden I'm like, what is this fibrous thing in my drink? It's turned me off to putting kale in my smoothie.
Yeah. It might be the pulp that's left over from it. I strain my pulp, which I have another device for that.
Oh.
But not in a smoothie. In a smoothie, I just put plain kale.
Yeah.
But you have to buy the stuff that's already broken up or break it up and take the ribs out.
Oh. You should give me a smoothie class. Because I think I do it wrong.
You don't do it wrong. You just don't like the way it tastes. So you got to adjust it.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So you like just throw things in there and it just makes it and it makes it all.
I mean, it makes celery into juice. Wow, celery is so hard.
No kidding. I saw this really funny meme that was God invented celery and look, there's straw you can eat. Like, so the fact that it can do that is probably a pretty good thing. I love that. Okay. And it's called Clean Blend.
Clean Blend.
Okay. Clean Blend.
Yes.
I'll have to check it out because I'm not enamored with my current state of affairs. So.
And you can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on my blog. I think I linked to that because I am an Amazon associate, although I've never sold much of anything. I've never seen any profits from it, but I do want to disclaim that, but it is on my blog. And
what's your blog's name again, Kelly?
Hopeandnourishment.com.
Which I love and I've read. It's good. And I've we should discuss the Sprouts fiasco because I... I tried to grow them again and it didn't work. I think I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But yeah, hopeandnourishment.com. Definitely go there and you can see the link to the Clean Blends blender. What's your last one?
So my last favorite thing is Blue Land Foaming Hand Soap. And so this is something that I found, a product I found when I was trying to decrease the plastic in our house and just amount that we throw away. I found this company that they sell all kinds of cleaning stuff, soap, and I also use their dishwasher tablets. But their hand soap, I just love because you buy a starter kit and it's $18 and it comes with a glass bottle and I think 4 little soaps. And the soaps are these round pellets that come in almost like it's not plastic. It's like a paper with maybe a slight plastic coating on the inside, but it's tiny, like a matchbook size. You put warm water up to the line on the glass bottle, and then you drop this tablet in and it fizzes and dissolves into your soap. And it lasts. One of the things I like about the foaming hand soap is you can get every last bit out of the bottle. You don't ever really waste any. And then you've got this glass reusable bottle that you can wash and you can just refill. And I just keep the tablets in my cabinet underneath my kitchen sink.
I love that because that's reducing waste and also getting rid of plastics, which, you know, recycling doesn't work. But, you know, so is it antibacterial or do they have different, quote unquote, flavors of
types? There's multiple different scents. It is not antibacterial, but that is not something that I overly worry about because friction when you wash your hands is really what gets rid of the majority of your germs.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, is that why they tell you to do 20 seconds? I'm not going to ask you the questions. That...
Yeah, I mean, you, yes.
I'm constantly asking Kelly questions that she's like, don't ask me these questions, Sarah. I don't know everything. Although I do.
No, I don't.
That's funny.
You got to let me be prepared.
The next thing that I had was a little bit of a detour because I want to say that sometimes the things that are most useful are not things at all. I think that one of the most amazing gifts I was given when I was sick was someone coming to me and saying, what do you need today? What do you need tomorrow? And what do you need next week? Me being the person that was like, oh, no, I don't need anything, blah, blah, blah. And this person being like, no, there is something you need today. There is something you're going to need tomorrow. And there's something you're going to need next week. Let me do that for you. Let me give you that gift of help. For someone like me who did not want to be a burden, and we've talked about this a lot, that was just amazing that they came in and really kind of laid it on the line to say, let me do this for you because I want to give you a gift. I thought that is my thing that I would say most people can do and just be like, I just need this simple thing, right? And I just need this simple thing done. And you and I have talked about this before, that sometimes thinking of the thing is harder than just doing the thing. But if you're going to give a gift, just ask them what they need. And maybe it's, hey, I need my laundry folded. Or maybe it's, hey, I need the dinner, right? Or maybe it's just like, you know what? I just need to go shower for an hour. Can you take my kid? And I find that a lot of times we just need to ask. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do because the person will sometimes say no. And you know what they need. You know, they need food. They need assistance, right? Sometimes just go and do it. That was kind of be my last thing, is my last recommendation, is ask them what they need. And if nothing else fails, give them food. All right. So that's five from you and five from me. And I do have a pitch from both of us. You know what our pitch from both of us is?
What's that?
The Unchosen Fork has a store. You can get swag from the Unchosen Fork. You can get t-shirts. You can get bags. You can get stickers. You can get all this type of stuff, which I think is the perfect gift for anyone who is a fan of the show to receive from their friends and from their loved ones, is to go to TeePublic and get your Unchosen Fork swag.
Or you could send them to Apple or Spotify to listen to an episode of The Unchosen Fork.
I love that idea. Give the gift of The Unchosen Fork in any way you can, including choosing your favorite episode from this last year. Can you believe it's been a year, Kel? And send them over there. I mean, maybe you buy them the Giving Brain book and you send them our interview with Dr. Mary O'Connor. Or, Kel, what episode would you send out?
Well, you know me and nutrition. That would probably be one of mine. But also mindfulness. I think anybody can benefit from the mindfulness conversation.
Mm-hmm. I think I would want to send out, I think mindfulness or I like the sex one too. Because I think that it talks about communication and we just need more of that. We need more people talking honestly with each other about what they need, whether that's, you know, in the bedroom or not, right? I think that's probably my favorite message that we've had all year. All right, Kel. I actually have a bite size for us. Bite size.
All right. What is it, Sarah?
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's actually what not to buy someone. There are a lot of myths about what not to buy people. And I just wanted to unpack one of them. Did you know that you should never give a handkerchief as a gift?
I had no idea.
Supposedly, in many cultures, the idea of giving a handkerchief is terrible because it's the idea that they will soon be crying or waving you goodbye. Hmm. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I don't want anyone to have a freaking handkerchief that symbolizes that for sure. No. And I did a little diving into one of the ways that this got into the culture, right? There's many, because this isn't Eastern cultures as well as Western cultures. So from a Western culture perspective, one of the reasons that you should never give a handkerchief as a gift comes from Othello. Glee, Othello gave Desdemona a handkerchief as a love token. And then during the play by Shakespeare, it basically symbolically transforms her bedsheets, which she, you know, which is revealed to be for true innocence and fidelity to Othello. And because Othello is all about jealousy and whatever, she requests that these bedsheets be used to cover her as a death shroud. So like she's using this handkerchief that was given to her as a love token, right? As a death shroud. That's one of the Western cultures where they're like, no, I don't want that. Pass. Thanks. I'll get my own little hanky. So there's a bunch of other ones too. Like you're not supposed to give shoes, which I don't necessarily buy into that one. You're not supposed to give knives, which I don't know about that.
Well, there's two of those will be under our Christmas tree this year.
I know, right? I thought it was really funny. Like another one is like clocks. Like there's a whole bunch of them, but the handkerchiefs one was really interesting because it was there was one of the ones that I could find that was both in Eastern cultures, like Chinese and Thai cultures, as well as Western cultures, especially Norway and such. So it just was really interesting that that one was kind of present in all of them. Maybe don't give handkerchiefs as a gift this year.
Sounds good.
All right, Kel, anything else you want to say about going into the gift-giving season that we haven't covered?
I don't think so. I would just say happy holidays to everybody listening. Thank you for listening to us. It's been a wonderful year of podcasts being posted. We look forward to the new year and hope that everybody stays well and happy throughout this holiday season.
Well said. We at The Unchosen Fork are so glad and grateful for you, our listeners. We love you guys all, and we'll see you in the next year. This has been The Unchosen Fork.